Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Healings and Messages from Beyond, part of the Sacred Embers Network. It's Monday night, June 24th, 2019, and I'm your host, Shannon Johnson, along with Lynn Bleasdale, and hopefully Dennis Murata, if we can get Dennis to be on the air with us tonight. Lynn, are you with me? Hello? Okay, we're having a few technical difficulties tonight, so please bear with us. We're trying to get Dennis and Lynn back on the line. I can hear Lynn typing.
Okay, so you should be able to hear my voice. Can you hear my voice?
Yes, I can hear your voice.
Okay, so that's good. And Dennis can hear us. So I don't know what's going on. But anyway, two of us are coming through, and Dennis can... what can we do about Dennis? I don't know. Do you want to... Could you try Skyping in maybe? Oh, he's hung up. Perhaps he can... Skype in instead, you know, that might work.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. It's fun. are you having weather where you are, Shannon? Is that what's causing your tech stuff?
Yes. Well, we're not having it this evening, but Saturday, Saturday afternoon, we had a very, very bad storm come through. And it actually fried one of Spectrum's big hubs for our area.
Oh, boy.
Knocked out the TV, the internet, my telephone, since I have everything is digital through them since I'm out in the woods. And we didn't get it back until about 6:30 Sunday night.
Wow.
And it's still glitchy today.
Well, there you go. Oh, well, you know what? If it fails or if the thing isn't working, you know, we'll just cut it down. But we'll try to get to the callers. I mean, make an effort, right? And maybe Dennis will come back. Come back, Dennis.
Yes.
I don't know if Dennis is listening. You can also go on with Google Hangouts as well. We'll get you onto Blog Talk. So there's all kinds of ways to connect for sure.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But well, yeah, technology always likes to send us a few little fun.
Yeah, there's something going on too. I can't remember which planet is messing it up, but there's some exciting energy going on with the planet alignments and stuff, especially for Cancer people. You know.
Oh, yes. It's been a little bit crazy. So.
Yeah, a lot of people feeling it for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we? We should do something exciting, like read for some people or talk about a topic. Dragonflies. We have a million dragonflies today.
Oh, that's lovely to
have
around the property. Although it does mean you have a lot of mosquitoes.
Well, no,
with
but
my spirit loving to use them.
Well, I find spirit uses them very easily as an avatar. I have literally had dragonflies respond intelligently to me with their little, they'll nod their head or shake, and it's, you can usually feel you know, your whoever's connecting with you, but it's happened so many times. I can't not believe it anymore. That's just the way they use those little bodies.
Oh, most definitely. They love to use dragonflies. Mm-hmm. They're a wonderful messenger to connect to.
And they're articulated just perfectly too. That you could, their heads move very well, and they're visible. Like, it's hard to do it with like little guys, you know, but the big dragonflies are very easy to connect with. What are you doing? I'm connecting with this flea. Oh dear.
We've been getting a lot of monarch butterflies at my house lately.
Thank God. That's wonderful. They've been dipping out of numbers, so that's really good news. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
very nice to see.
Yeah. We can keep the pollinators and the beautiful creatures with us if we just, you know, everybody just pitches in a little and do the best we can to keep the climate and the planet like habitable for them.
Very true. Very true. We've been, every time that we add plants and trees to our property, I try to look for ones that are, some that are for the bees, some that are for the butterflies, some that are for particular birds. So we have a lot of different nature animals that come onto our property and everything. So I'm always paying attention to, the butterflies need a little something out here, and a little bit for the dragonflies, a little bit for the birds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's really almost important to, make sure you do make a little nature, just like for the humans as well. Like, if we don't, really do. There's a thing, it's nature deficit disorder, and it's an actual condition that we do get. You know, we need that. It's like our battery charger. So.
Yeah. You know, and you can do it in all kinds of small, simple ways if you don't have space. A lot of people don't have large backyards or live out in the woods like I do. They might be in apartments or mobile homes and things. You can do small things outside, you know. Put a bowl of water out with some of the, you get them at the different craft stores, the little stones that are clear. They use them in vases and decorator stuff. They used to call them dragon tears.
Oh, right.
Take some of those in a bowl of water outside. And that's wonderful for the bees and the butterflies in particular, because the little pebbles, you don't want the water to completely immerse them. Leave some exposed, and that allows them a landing area, but it gives them fresh water to drink.
Oh,
and
that's beautiful.
That's something very small that you can do anywhere outside that you live, or if you're in an apartment and you have a little balcony, you could put something like that on your balcony, and it'll not only draw them to you, but you're also helping them out by being able to give them some clean drinking water and a spot to rest for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful idea. Yeah. Yeah, and for the humans, you can, even if you've got just a little space. As I speak, I hear a mosquito in my ear. Oh, my gosh. They're coming round. like potted herbs on the window. If you've got a windowsill, herbs are pretty hardy little things. And to be able to eat a handful of fresh ones every day does amazing things for your body. The minerals that you get, the different vitamins, they're very, very good to just keep around. And they grow like crazy, so... that's nature in your kitchen. If that's all you can produce, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's important. It's something that we take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't realize how important, not only for the creatures that live amongst us, but for us as humans, to bring in some of the outdoors into your home. It really helps your energy. It helps you to have some form of connection with the nature element. And, you know, if you ever notice some people who really, really don't get to get outside or get sunlight into their homes a lot, that they get a lot of depression.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
They feel very low and kind of dragging. They may not have a lot of energy to do things or a lot of motivation to go outside of the home. They don't want to socialize very much. The more that the human body is deprived of sunlight, of getting into nature, it really drains the energetic body, and it will wear down on the mental body and really make you kind of attacking your inner self. And that's one
mm-hmm.
of the things that a lot of people will tell you, you know, if you're depressed or you struggle with depression, bipolar, any of these, it's really important that you absorb direct sunlight for about 10 minutes a day. And it can be indirect sunlight as well. It's just getting that the UV from it, especially through the eyeballs. So if you can't look directly at the sun, look kind of below it toward the sides of it and allow your eyeballs to actually absorb the vitamin D from the rays 5-10 minutes a day, and you'll notice that you're going to start to come out of that fog.
Mm-hmm. Good prescription.
And you'll start to get your energy back.
Absolutely. There's also that concept from, it's a Japanese expression of forest bathing. Just going into natural spaces and literally bathing in that energy, too, when you can get there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really important to try and work that into your daily routine, however you can do it. And you'll find that all the crap from the day or the heaviness is able to release.
Mm-hmm.
Because we tend to just kind of go home and jump into our chores. I know when I was working and raising a family, I barely ever saw the sun. You know, it was like you're in the office, I'm in there before right at dawn, you know, and you're dropping the kids off at school, and then you're coming out, and oh my goodness, it's 5:00. I got to do the traffic, get home, make the dinner, do the homework. Get them bathed, get this ready, da, 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 da. And you're finally sitting down at 10 o'clock, and then you're kind of like, okay,
wow.
The sun's gone. I can't quite work that in yet.
Whoa, yeah, I got tired
yeah.
just listening to the verbal description of it, all these doodles.
Yeah, you know,
oh my
and
goodness.
I know there's a lot of people out there having to do that kind of routine. And, you know, so I would definitely suggest set your alarm clock 5 or 10 minutes ahead of time of when you need to get all your other stuff going. Give yourself that 10 minutes. Grab your cup of coffee or tea or water or whatever you drink first thing in the morning. And if you can't go outside, stand by one of your windows, a window that lets light in, and just soak it up. And you'll
mm-hmm.
notice that you're not as drained through the day. You're getting that little bit of you time, and you're getting that little bit of nature connection, and it'll really start to shift, especially if you're someone that struggles with depression or you're working under fluorescent lighting a lot. This is one way that you can kind of counterbalance that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I find, Shannon, we've got Dennis on our chat. He's joined
All right.
us. He couldn't do it by phone, but we do have him on chat, and that's excellent. We'll be able to, I'll be able to read what he's writing and what he's picking up for the readers or the listeners. So that's great. Hi, Dennis. Oh, I still have your name with three N's. Yeah. I wrote it with three N's because I got so excited. I just drew it out. All right. Okay. Yeah, if anybody wants to,
wonderful.
There's a chat room. You can, yeah, you don't have to go on the air. You can come into the chat room. And, yeah, we can. I'm monitoring that, and Shannon's looking at the call board. So between us, we'll find you if you can sign in. You can sign in with Facebook or Twitter. Yay. Well, we got a lineup. That's great. Thanks, Dennis. We're so glad you made it. We'll get reading, I guess. Hey. Should we do that? Yeah.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take some callers. We've got a few people who have been
waiting.
I love
that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And don't worry, guys. We're going to get back into our routines as we had before with our weekly shows and be running a little bit more smooth. Bear with us while we work out our logistics over here. You know, it's easier to talk to dead people than it is to work with electronics.
<Most of us. laughs> Well, there you go. Oh my goodness, it's true.
Yeah,
we're still
all
figuring
right.
out
we are gonna go
stuff.
To,
that's true.
Yeah luckily Blog Talk is very familiar for us. It's just getting all these other wonderful little excitement things to work out.
Absolutely. Starts in the mind and gets manifest afterwards. So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, we have
all
this
right.
great imagination. Okay.
Yes. All right. Let me get this. We're going to go to our first caller is 212. Quite a lineup waiting.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, 212. You're on the air.
Hi.
Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Sure. My name is Bryn, and I'm calling from New York City. And I'd like to see if I can get a message from the guides as to what, where I am in my life right now, how are things going, if anything pertinent to where I am in my life, any messages that are helpful for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. Bryn, are you taking classes towards something? Are you educating yourself? Or?
No, I'm not doing anything like that right now.
Yeah. I just wrote down entertainment. For some reason, are you in like hoping to be in showbiz or?
No, my father was a stage actor. My mother was a acting teacher.
So you've got theater energy floating around your family,
right.
But it didn't the bug didn't bite you, eh?
Well, I still love it. I often thought of like going into improv class. You know, I do healing. I do. Well, I haven't done it in a while, but I for years, over 25 years, I've done 20 foot reflexology and some mediumship and energy work and inspirational artwork. But I've been in a kind of lull lately, like a stuck point, and that's part of why I was wanting to get some kind of messages to like. What's going on, or anything helpful, or where is this heading to? Like anything that can bring my hopes up for getting something better.
Yeah, are you not getting enough clientele? Is that the problem? You're just not getting enough work coming in.
Yeah, that's it. Also, I'm now occupied with just a day job and some catering work and a day job, working at a food place. You know, so it's not. It's not like my spirit work, you know, my heart work, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's just to keep the money coming in. So I see some clients now and again with the foot reflexology.
Yeah.
now and again, you know, but nothing. I've just been kind of feeling very dull and sort of stuck. And I
can I tell you how it's coming in for, just coming in for my team for you, is they're describing it as you just kind of clip-clopping down the road of life. When you prefer to be galloping, right, or cantering, or doing something a little more fun, you do.
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing my purpose. You know, I don't feel like I'm doing
absolutely
my purpose.
And I can totally feel that, Bryn, because like there's a sort of a flatlining happening with you, bud. That's okay. Okay, well, the first thing I wrote down when I heard your voice was entertainment. And it doesn't mean you have to start tap dancing and stuff. What I'm trying to show you, I think, is that there's a line of work that you're not involved in that you might do better in, sort of like a look at the theater in your background, okay, and ask yourself what it is that, what's your talent? You're missing. Dennis says he hates technology. He's just written in here. But it feels like there's something that your personality feels like it's trapped in a jar, okay?
Yeah,
I feel like you've got a lot more brass than you're expressing right now. There's a lot more of you. It's almost like you're standing in your own light. Don't be afraid to expand your world. Try something that, go deep. There's something that you kind of long to do. You're not doing it because you're going like, well, what if I don't make money at it? And stop worrying about the money. Start thinking about the law of attraction and manifesting, because, you know, it'll come to you. Just like Einstein said, you get that frequency going for what you want, and you can't help but get it because you're vibrating at that frequency to receive.
Right.
So, and it's almost like you got to sort of believe, like be it, live it, even though it's not happening yet. Live as though it were, and let it set. But there's something you're holding back. You're not letting that beautiful light shine. And maybe you should try.
I've been feeling like I'm in a holding pattern, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and no matter what I do, whether I do, you know, exercise or this or that, it seems like I just feel nothing is flowing, you know. Just routine.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. I would definitely look at that improv class. I think you need the feedback of others, and I think you've forgotten how to laugh a little bit, so that's going to get laughing again, because really, if you think about it, this is a really absurd journey, and there's a lot to laugh at, despite all the pain that's going on, so get that light shining again, Bryn. It's there. Don't let it go out, okay? You've got a lot to offer the world. And I do think the word entertainment came up for a reason. So I'll put you over to Shannon and see what, and then I'll pay attention to Dennis and see what comes through for you from Dennis, okay?
All right, thank you. Appreciate your insight.
You're very welcome. Oh, very welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi, Shannon.
Okay, so while you were talking with Lynn, one of the things that was being shown was that there's been like a congestion happening in your energy, and it has to do with the healing work that you were doing before and the mediumship. They're showing me that you're kind of clogged from all the people that you worked on.
Yeah, I haven't worked on many people lately, though, at all.
No, this is from years of working. It
really
builds up over time.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's kind of why they had to help you out by putting you into a holding pattern, because this is energy that doesn't belong to you. And it's even got some of the emotional baggage and stuff like that linked to it from the people that, from your clients. And so I'm hearing that you really need to do some cleansing and clearing, rebalancing, recentering back into self, only having that which is yours and releasing everything that belongs to others.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because you were just sucking it up. I'm very good at with your abilities. They're very proud of you, and they want you to know they haven't left you, and your team hasn't abandoned you. But you really needed the downtime because things were starting to get to a point that it was going to come out into a physical response from all that buildup. You know, it's kind of like a shaken bottle that the cork wants to pop.
So if I were to go back to it, would the same thing happen? I mean, what do I do?
What you would do is that you would want to start working on boundaries and protections. You're going to want to readjust your boundaries and work a little bit more with some of the cleansing and clearing options.
No,
so that
I've
way
tried.
When you're working on clients, you're
right.
After you're done of doing self-work, as well as when you're working hands-on, changing that what is coming off of the client, because you have the natural empathic ability built into your abilities, built into your humanness.
Right.
So when you're sending out, you're also pulling off from them, and it's coming into your energy. So what you would work with is a boundary where everything drawn off is getting pushed and flushed out of your system. Down
do I just say that? Do I just say that? I mean, do I say it to myself? What do I do? Like, what is it?
Yes.
What is the mechanics of that? Do I just say
it's kind
energy?
Of retraining, and you want to you do want to verbalize it, especially in the beginning, until it becomes a standard of practice. So you would be telling your guides, as I am healing these people, or as I am working on my client, all that is drawn off of them that does not, that needs to be released, gets flushed out of my feet back to Mother Earth and the universe to be recycled and healed. And so you now created a full energy conduit, right? Because energy likes a full conduit. Now you've made a full conduit where everything coming in from universe is coming in, it's going out of you, your heart space and your hands and your voice to your clients, and then whatever is coming off of them, the universe is to flush it out and back to Mother Earth and universe to recycle, to return to sender when it is back to pure light.
All right. That's very
and
helpful.
Yeah, you'll want to say it, you'll want to visualize it until it becomes so natural that it's automatic.
Right. Okay. That's helpful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
I do agree with Lynn about the improv thing. I'm hearing that this is a really good avenue for you to be self-expressive.
Yeah. No,
it's opening up that throat chakra and opening those other channels. And I'm hearing that for you, the laughter and the interaction with the crowd actually really helps your energy to balance and become more into a symmetry. And you haven't had that for a while.
No, I haven't. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
We have some notes from Dennis.
No.
Okay.
They're there.
That's okay.
Kevin's right. Here too. We got Kevin and Dennis. So if Dennis says he's called in. So let's have a look. There you go. Right. 61. Dennis. That would be Dennis.
Yes. Hello.
There we go. Hello.
Hi. Yeah.
You made it.
Amazing.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Well, that's good. You said you weren't good at tech, but you certainly teched that one up, so that's great.
I have to give a big shout-out to my lovely husband, because God love him. He was running around organizing stuff. He's my little manager,
Aww.
So God love him. He came to the party, so to speak. Thanks, babe.
Send him a great big kiss from us, eh? Oh, isn't that
we'll
fabulous?
Do.
Actually, tech guys are really good to be married to. They can do anything.
Yes, they are.
Absolutely, especially when I don't really know what the hell I'm doing half the time. I just wing it and try this, try that, clicky, click there, something will happen.
There you go. Oh, that's, oh my gosh, that's wonderful. Well, that feels like, what's that? You know, we've synchronized now. We're all good. Yay. Oh, we've still got Bryn. Sorry, Bryn.
Yeah. Sorry.
So have you, Dennis, have you heard what, have you been listening to Bryn at all?
Yes, I've been listening. I have been listening. Bryn, do you have a grandfather that's in spirit?
I have two grandfathers, one on my mother's side and one on my father's side.
Okay, there's a military connection there for someone. I'm feeling there's a military connection for someone.
So both of my grandfather on my mother's side and my...
dad's side.
He was in World War One.
Okay, thank you. So, yeah, because as I was picking in and tuning into your energy, and when you first called in, I was picking up on the grandfather energy, and he was giving me military connection. So this is just, obviously, as you know, this is just his way of letting you know that, hey, I showed up today, I'm here, I'm around you, it's me.
Right.
And I did try to pick up on the actor thing, the actor entertainment thing when Lynn was talking about it. So I absolutely resonate with what she said, because I picked up on that straight away too as I was writing my notes here on my book in front of me. I also feel like I don't know if you're. I've been listening like here and there, so I haven't really caught on what everything that the ladies have said. But I'm feeling like me. I don't know whether your mood has been a little down lately, or whether you've been feeling like you're in a bit of a funk lately. Because they're telling me that we. They would. Okay. Yep. Great. Because they're saying we need you to go outside. I feel like you need to go outside, like to breathe in that fresh air, to connect with Mother Nature, to breathe in that fresh air. Because I feel like there's some residual old stuff that's like kind of lingering in there, just sitting there, and it needs to be cleared. So like whether even going, because I do that when we ground, we go outside, even breathing that fresh air, feeling the grass or the dirt, if you've got that opportunity to do that, just
well,
to
I'm
do
in New York City, so I'm in New York City, so I don't have that too much.
Okay, that's fine. Even just going outside for 5-10 just to be outside, just to get outside a bit, would do the world of good. But the grandfather's kind of gone quiet on me a little bit, but he's just, as soon as I tuned into you, I picked up on him straight away. And it's just, again, it's just his way of letting you know that, hey, I hear you, I support you, and I see what you're doing, and I am around you.
Oh, great. All right. Thank you. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Oh, you're welcome.
Right.
Kevin, did you have anything you wanted to add? No, I guess he's good. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
good
Bryn.
Luck, Bryn.
Call
you're going to be
again
okay.
And let us know how it's going.
Okay. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Or send us tickets to your show.
Yeah, right. Yeah. By airmail, I guess. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay.
We'll see.
Bye. Okay, guys, we're going to roll over to 480. Hi, 480. You are on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My name is Keisha from Arizona.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi, Keisha in Arizona.
Hi, can you hear me?
Do you have a question for us?
Sure. I guess it's about my finances. Do you see me find a job soon?
New job?
Mm-hmm.
Keisha, this is Lynn. Are you applying for jobs that you want or jobs that you think you should do?
A little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. Make sure that it's something that you're going to be able to live with. You know, if it's something long term, just make sure you're not, just like we were talking to Bryn before, and we were talking about the path with heart. I mean, you know, we can't obviously have it all sort of, you know, maybe not in this imperfect world, but do the best you can to do things that don't just give you money, but that feed you a little, feed your body and your soul and your make your life feel like it's got worth. Because otherwise, I'm picking up from you, Keisha, that you're a very sensitive person who needs meaning in a job. Okay. Otherwise, you're in danger of doing that same kind of flatlining thing where it becomes rote. It becomes, you know, day after day the same thing. Make sure there's some heart in what you're applying for, okay? It may take a little more work thinking outside the box, but you want to look down the river, you know what I mean, at your future self and imagine yourself, can you see yourself being happy down the road with this thing? And if not, find jobs to apply for that interest you, that you think that might be fun. And even if it's a little scary, like, well, gee, I mean, it's almost like you think if you're not suffering in a job, that it's not really a job, okay? So watch that sort of weird thinking. That's just learned stuff, and that can be unlearned, okay? Mm-hmm. And with that, lovey, I'm going to put you over and see what Shannon's got for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Keisha.
Hello.
Okay, so I'm seeing two very strong job potentials that are building at the moment. It looks like you haven't even applied for these yet. One looks like it's going to be presented through word of mouth. So I'm hearing that you definitely need to be networking with some of your friends and associates and getting the word out there. The one by word of mouth feels more aligned with what you would really be more happy with than the other one that you're going to find through a job posting. Both are good opportunities. And, of course, it's always your choice in which one feels good to you. But right now, as the potentials are showing, these two are showing the strongest. But I am hearing that you're not talking enough to some of the people around you.
All right. Okay. So do you see them in this area, that position in this area, or in the next city over?
It feels like it's probably going to be in the next city over.
Yeah, that's I know. Okay. All right.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean you have to move. It looks
it
has the potential of being able to do some days at home. That might be a possibility,
be perfect.
Opportunity.
Right.
So don't rule it out, but they are saying expand the search circle.
Okay.
Include that other city. And start putting that word of mouth out there, networking with some of your friends and associates that you don't talk to very often. But getting that word of mouth out there, because it's kind of like somebody sees something and is like, oh, my goodness, that'd be perfect for her. And that's how one of them is going to come in. The other one is going to be through a job posting site.
Okay.
I keep seeing the exclamation point, so I feel like it's coming through Indeed.
Indeed. I've never gotten that.
Yeah, Indeed.com.
Yeah.
It feels like one of them is listed there and the other one comes to you through word of mouth.
Well, they can just text it to me. Just text me the website to apply it. Put in my email, thank you. Or they could text it to me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. You have a good
day.
But
they do want you to expand that circle out a little bit bigger for what you're looking for. And like Lynn said, really kind of start focusing on how you want the job to feel
and how you want the job to present. And that's going to help it come to you a little bit faster.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. You guys have a good
Dennis,
night.
Dennis, do you have anything for Keisha?
Oh, it's Dennis.
Yes, Dennis
Hi.
Is still here, too.
I am. hi, Keisha. Do you have a grandmother that's in spirit on mum's side?
Yeah.
Okay. Did she really love to bake, or was really the good cook, the good baker?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the great cook. Like, I'm the one that cooks the gathering. Everyone flocks to grandma's house because she's the one that's got it going on. All the tape with the spread everywhere, everything.
Oh, yes.
So she comes in loud and clear and strong. She's like, sweetheart, I'm here. I just wanted to show up for you today and to let you know that I'm around you. Is there a connection to August, or either someone's birthday, an anniversary? There's something significant about the month of August for someone.
Oh, okay. That would be my mother's birthday.
Your mother. Is mum still with us?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. So she's just, I think this is just grandma's way of just letting her know, hey, it's really me. Grandma steps in loud and very strong personality, like loud, strong, dominant. It feels like that. And again, she's just letting you know that, hey, the job situation, you got it, you'll be fine. She's like, just rest assured that the job situation will be fine. And she's saying to you, don't limit yourself either. Don't kind of restrict yourself or limit yourself in any way, because you're worth so much more. So really expand the possibilities. Apply for jobs. Don't be scared to get yourself out there, is what she's saying. So she's kind of reiterating what the other ladies were saying. So she's like, get yourself out there, girl. You know, talk yourself up. Send out their resume. What is she saying? She's saying, you may need to travel a bit to get to work and stuff, and it's going to be flexible. I feel whatever it is, it might be, it's going to be quite flexible for you, so it'll work out in your best interest. But she's just wanting to let you know that, hey, I'm here, I see you, I love you with all my heart, and you know that I'm still around you. Do you feel her around you? Do you feel her presence around you?
I think it's, I don't know, it's popping noise in my, and the other day here, I swear, I thought it was a cat or something sat on the edge of my bed, but it was, I don't have a cat. It was something sat down. It was definitely something, and I looked up, and there was nobody or nothing there, so I was like, I don't know what's going on, so I think that was her.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, some of those signs there may. She's like, I am around you, and you know I'm there with you, even though sometimes we try to explain things away or we try and justify it. She goes, that's understandable. I get that. People do that, but just rest assured that it really is her and she is around you. And she goes, talk to me. Whenever you want to talk to me, I'm there. You know, I'm around you always, so I haven't really gone anywhere. Physically, I'm not there, but spiritually, I'm absolutely around you. And, yeah, she loves you with all her heart.
Okay, I love her too.
She knows that. Okay. She's like, I already knew that.
Okay. All right, I guess anything else coming up I need to know about?
No, she's not giving me anything else. She just really wanted to just come by and say hey and let you know she's there and do the job thing. She's like, don't stress about it. You'll get there. Start applying and you'll be right. Yeah. She's like, you'll be fine. Things will work out for you more better than what you even know. So, yeah.
Right.
I'll love and leave you with that.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. God bless.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Love and light, Keisha.
All right. God bless.
Okay, guys, awesome reading. And we're going to roll right into 954. Hi, 954, you're on the air. Hello.
Thank you, ladies. This is Mary. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to see what you're picking up regarding a lot of chaos right now going on around me and my home and my life and in every aspect. If you see that settling down or some things getting resolved that are up in the air.
Phew. Mary, this is Lynn.
Hi.
I'm getting an enormous feeling of exhaustion from listening Have you been like dealing with a lot of bullies?
Well, I have one person that's quite difficult right now. One particular person, and just a lot of other issues I'm trying to resolve that are just going kind of crazy.
It feels like everything it's clustering in on you all at once, and I'm getting this like cartoon image of you just being flattened under it all. And I'm not implying that any of this is funny. I'm just saying, I think the first thing you've got to address is your exhaustion. Okay,
with a health issue as well, and it's just compounding it. Physically under the weather too.
Yeah, and also, excuse me, the stress. I don't think you're dealing with your stress enough. One thing I think you need to allow yourself to cry, just for the physiological release of the cortisol in your system, the adrenaline. It's like you've been in like fight or flight mode for way too long.
Right. That's right.
Okay. That's making your health issue a little worse, Mary. You know that, right? I'm not telling you.
You know that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I know you're not a selfish person, but it's time to become selfish and put your needs first, because it's really a matter of your well-being.
I know
And I can't stress that enough. Yeah, so the word no, you got to practice that. It's really easy. You go, no.
I've been doing a lot of shouting. the above. More screaming than crying. I cried enough last month because I just lost one of my kitties, and that was it for the crying. Now I'm just in chaos otherwise, just other stuff.
Okay, I'm reminded of there's nothing really you can do except weather your storms out, okay? You have it in you to get through them. But the main thing is you must put your own well-being first now. It's time to do that. And, you know, even if it feels weird, it's just because you haven't worked that, you know, that spiritual muscle in a long time, you know, that energetic muscle. So just practice making, because we really do teach people how to treat us, okay?
Right, I'm trying to get that across. I'm trying to get that across in a big way. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am.
You are also allowed to pull your energy back from people who do not have your best interest at heart. Okay?
Right.
You can't really be a target all the time, you know?
Exactly.
It's okay. Yeah, let them be angry. Who cares, you know? Let them feel what they feel. And, you know, and your kitty, as Dennis was just saying, you know, it's just the body that's gone. We wander around in these amazing things that are made of stardust, that go back to stardust after we're done. Your kitty is right there, you know. Just if you can get rid of all that extra energy that isn't yours, then you'll be able to feel your cat's energy come back to you, okay? That love.
Her mother is already seeing them. She has the mother cat is the one that's left, and I see her eyes follow him all over the place. I know she sees him.
Yep. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Follow her. Yeah, I know she's seeing him.
Absolutely. That's exactly it, hon. So the thing is, keep all these anybody who's sucking your energy, keep vampires at bay. If you have to wear garlic around your neck, just go ahead. But you know what I mean? Keep those bloodsuckers at bay, the energy suckers. Get yourself well, and then you'll be able to feel that spirit energy. Okay, I'm going to put you over to Shannon.
Thank you.
What comes in for you with Shannon. You're very welcome, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, the chaos around you is quite the entangled web of crazy.
Yes. Crazy.
One of the big things that I heard Spirit say is that you're being disrespected a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
it's
what I'm
time
trying
for
to
you
control.
To be setting boundaries,
mm-hmm.
which are the rules of engagement. Setting boundaries, especially in your own home,
and mm-hmm. your personal space.
Right.
It's building up in you so much because there's some people that you're very cautious about how you respond, and it's kind of closing up your throat chakra.
Yeah, one in particular.
Making that area very tight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things they're showing is start wearing some really nice bright blues and bright yellows up around the throat area. This
mm-hmm.
helps your throat chakra be a little stronger.
Okay.
Setting those boundaries in place. And they're not easy because these people are used to running over your boundaries. And so now you're going to have to really, like, be pushing up and saying, no, this is my rule. End of story. You don't like it. There's the door. When you can respect
I wish it was that easy.
And respect it.
There's a financial tie, emotional and financial tie that is right now is necessary. So it makes things even harder.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But if you weren't providing the assistance, where would they go?
Oh, they can.
There has to be the give and take.
A lot better on their own.
Everybody needs to
be easier for them.
Yes.
Some people can fly like an eagle with a suitcase in hand, and like myself, who has a lot of physical things, baggage that you just can't say, well, I can leave tomorrow and leave everything behind. Put down roots, and I'm trying to anyway, maintain a home. It's a little harder.
Yes. Yes. But they do really want you to start standing up for yourself and advocating for you.
Oh, I do. I do. I speak up, but it causes trouble. A lot of trouble.
Yeah, but there you are surrounded by many family members from Spirit. There's a lot of loved ones around you providing you additional support. I'm hearing that you don't get to feel it very much because of the situations you're in. The other people are just sucking up the space as far as energy-wise.
Yeah. All right.
So they really want you to work on that, on being an advocate for you. Because if you aren't providing to the others, they would have to seek other avenues. But just because you're helping doesn't make you the carpet to be walked on.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they need to understand that.
Yeah, it's a point that sometimes they won't accept, it's maybe it's their personality, I don't know what it is, but it's just they don't want to accept that.
Yeah, and there may come a point that you have to say, look, the well is going to dry up.
Yeah.
If
I've made that
straighten up in how you
clear.
Treat me. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I've made that.
So they want you to know you're very much supported. Spirit loves you. Your loved ones are with you. And they're really trying to help you with this situation. And then when things kind of settle down a bit, it looks like your kitty is probably going to come back to you for another time, another body, new body.
I'm hoping so. I've got my mind on what I want, but it's not a good time to bring in that the new one yet, new energy that I can give a lot of love to.
Yes, your kitty is waiting. Your kitty mm-hmm. is waiting for that time to come. In
okay.
the meantime, the soul of your kitty is hanging around often to provide emotional support to the mama kitty and to you.
Yeah, she's lonesome.
Okay.
She's roaming around looking for him, and I think she's still looking.
Yes. So do lots of talking to her.
Oh yeah,
about
giving her a lot
where he went.
Kind of She's being kind of a bad girl and going in the wrong places. I don't know if she's acting out or what, but she's acting
yes.
up too.
Animals grieve.
Yeah.
Yes. Animals go through a grieving period. And so you also want to honor her grieving period. So you want to do lots of extra TLC and lots of talking to her about the kitty that left, about visiting spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And giving that continual reassurance. And she's going to come out of it, but she is in her grieving period. And
uh-huh.
so she's going to need that little extra from you. And
okay.
you need her, too, because when she lays on your chest and purrs, it actually balances the entire chakra system.
Yeah. I had two litters from her, and I found homes for all of them except this one I kept. And he was special. And he was only 3 years old, but he got leukemia.
Oh.
So it was sudden.
So she's having a little separation anxiety and grief.
Yeah.
And that's why she's not as obeying the rules as she used to. So
She's getting a lot of treats and special attention, but I'm hoping she doesn't have a health issue now. I'm a little worried about her, too. I'm just hoping it's emotional and not a physical thing going on.
I'm not being shown a physical illness for her. They're showing me much more of an emotional. It's emotional for her right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I hope not.
Things are going to get better. It does feel like the chaos is going to settle down within about the next 2 months. It's going to start to come out of this.
I sure hope.
Crazy.
My air was out for 2 days. It just came back tonight, so that was a relief. But it's really hard.
Yes.
That helped. Every little bit helps, you know.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I'm also hearing do some comedy shows. Watch some comedies and get laughing again.
Yeah, I like comedy. I do.
Because they're saying you really need that laughter to be coming up and out. It's going to help you feel better, and it's going to help you feel stronger. It's
yeah,
going to help
I believe,
your health.
I believe that. Oh, yeah. I like comedy. Oh,
yeah. And that's all that I have for you. I'll hand you
I
over to
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Mary. It's Dennis here.
Hi there, Dennis.
Now where's the sibling rivalry going on? Is it with your siblings or what's going on? Because there's something about sibling rivalry.
Partner.
Your partner?
No sibling. No sibling. Partner.
Okay, because if it's not, because I was going to say if it's not sibling rivalry, then that's a sign for rivalry and tension and conflict and just stuff that's going on. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you. Now, are you Aunt Mary or do you have an Aunt Mary?
Well, I have a grandmother that was Mary. I have.
Okay. Were you named after?
Both grandmothers. My both grandmothers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, your name Mary came from the grandmother. Where your name came from. Yeah, I thought so because that's what they're trying to say. Thank you. Yep. Okay. So your grandmother's here. I've got a grandmother and a grandfather that are here. Is there a military connection for someone in the family?
My father. Yeah, my father would have been, or my father and my uncle.
Father and uncle. Okay, great. We've got the family that's kind of stepping forward in spirit, and they're just wanting you to know again that they're around you and they see what's going on with the tension and the conflict. They're talking about, we want this to like calm down. We want this. This isn't. Yeah, there's stress. The ladies that were talking earlier, in regards to the stress, because they're also making me feel like. With the stress that you're currently finding yourself in, it's elevating the medical condition. Whatever's going on, it feels like it's just exacerbating it.
I believe
it's
that.
Just adding to it. Yeah. So saying we. Yeah. So they're like, so if we can just like, and even I've got Ryan here, and as Shannon and Lynn were talking and connecting, I heard Ryan go, "Ooh, zah," like it's kind of that. He's like, he just wants you to just breathe, to just. I just feel like I want to breathe. I want to go outside.
Yeah.
Sit in the sun and just breathe, because there's so much heaviness going on, and that's what they're talking about. And I wrote down in my notes, I've got fighting. You've been fighting the good fight for too long. It just feels like you've just been fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting, and just been trying to just, you know, trying to like one step in front of the other, in front of the other, and just being, you know, just fighting your way through it for far too long. And it's like, I'm mm-hmm. really getting to this point where you're like, I'm just done. I want to be done with this BS. Like, I just want this to stop, because this
yeah.
isn't life. And also when Shannon was talking about the kitten, he'll definitely be back. He's definitely coming back again. I really feel strongly about that. I don't know when or how or whatever, but I do feel very strongly that he'll definitely be back again. That kitten will be back. So rest assured, you'll be reunited again. They just want, and I feel like I'm feeling like some of the chakras are just out of line, out of balance. And I bet you this is Ryan chiming in. So I feel like I just want to just be on my own, have some time by myself, breathe and just relax. And I like Shannon with the comedy thing, yes, because that raises our vibration as we laugh and as we enjoy that kind of entertainment. It raises our vibration too, so we need more of that. And yes, you are speaking up for yourself, and yes, this causes conflict and tension, but if you're speaking your truth and you have the right intention behind it, you've got to do what's best for you and what's right for you. I mean, we don't want to cause conflict and tension, no, but at the same time, you've got to have that balance of, I need to speak my truth, I need to be heard. So that's what I'm getting for you. Is there a grandfather as well that's crossed for you?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I thought so. There's a grandfather that's coming in quite strongly as well. So just know that the loved ones on the spirit side of life are definitely around you. They hear you, they feel you, they see you. They love you with all of their heart and soul, and I'm just hearing a big hug to you, and we're so proud of you. Keep going, keep doing it. You're doing us proud. You keep going, one step in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, one step at a time, you'll get there. You've just got to, we want you to just de-stress, because that's going to exacerbate the medical stuff going on. We don't want to do that. So just try and find ways to just relax and de-stress, and you'll be right.
Okay. I do appreciate all of your comments. Thank you very much. Very helpful.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Blessings to you, Mary. Give us a call back and let us know how you're doing.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, hon.
All right. We are just cruising right along. And we are going to go to 310. Yes.
Hello?
Hi, 310. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi. Aloha. My name is Judy. And
Judy.
I'm calling from Maui.
Oh, my God. This is Judy, Shannon. She's
Judy just. I didn't realize you'd pick up on me. To be honest.
Oh no. Welcome. No, you just Judy just joined the Sacred Embers team. So like, she's going to be on. We're going to have her on. Cool. We're going to have her on Divine Connections as well as a guest. So, welcome. What's that word? Mahalo. Malo. Oh, I can't say it.
Mahalo. It's mahalo, which is mahalo actually is thank you, but aloha is our meaning for
aloha.
A lot of things. But mahalo nui loa is thank you very much.
Lovely.
So that's a final
We'll have to learn Hawaiian now. That's beautiful. Oh,
it is beautiful.
Oh, well,
it's quite beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, Judy. Oh my God. Do you want a question? Do you have a question, or you just drop by to
have
coffee?
Well, my you know, my my little dog did cross over. But if I, you know, I'm always open to have any kind of messages that might come through, because I know they're always helpful. So I do have a brother in spirit who often joins me. But I don't want to take up too much time for others. But if you guys come through something quick, that's fine. But otherwise, really, I don't want to take up important messages for others.
Well, Judy, I'll give you just again, what we did a reading yesterday, you and I, and I did get that image. Do you remember I told you there was, I'm seeing this funny-looking little dog, like the dog in the movie Coco, that's the dog that becomes a spirit dog at the end? It's
right.
He's almost like one of those like cute ugly dogs. You know what I mean? Like, I don't find any dog ugly, but he's not exactly a you know, Westminster Kennel you know, candidate. But
right. Well, that's my kind of dog. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh no. I look. I see beauty. I really do. But that, you know, I'm weird like that. But I just think I think there's going to be another dog wandering into your life. So just don't be surprised, and you might have to throw another pillow.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes,
well, you know,
I agree.
Yeah. You know, he's a beautiful guy, but he is kind of like almost like what's that dog on The Simpsons? Father Santa's Little Helper. From The Simpsons, kind of like a little bit like that.
Oh, right.
He's just the tongue, the tripping on the tongue, you know, like kind of blah, blah, kind of that kind of lovable goof.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
So I'm always looking for handicapped dogs.
Yeah. So, well, that's what I mean. I get the sense that this fella's, you know, kind of the guy, everybody's
special needs.
Picking him last. Special needs, but not really. Just not like everybody's. It's so something about the looks. He's a funny looking thing, but you know,
okay.
We're just all
having
funny
a hard
looking.
Time following him, getting him home. Okay, okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
perfect.
Like you'll love him. You will find him beautiful, right? But not everyone is gonna find him like a work of art. But, that's okay, because you know the heart is the thing. Who cares what the wrapper is, right? And the heart is like, oh, so big. I can feel it. It's making me flutter in that sort of top chakra area. And so, yeah. And anyway, you're the exact right person for this puppy. So let's see what Shannon pulls in, and then we can go to Dennis and see if Kevin's picking up anything.
Thank you very much.
Okay, hon.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi. So the first person I had picked up, obviously, is your brother, because I was sitting here, I'm making notes, going, someone younger to the side, like a friend, close buddy, masculine energy.
Well, not younger.
And you had mentioned about
your
brother.
Yeah, he might have masculine younger. That's my brother. He was a cop. He was a policeman.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
cool.
He's just really popping in to say, see, I made it. I came to the show too.
Fantastic. Oh, very good.
Yeah. But he is giving you a bouquet of flowers. And this is a... And usually with these, when I get something like this, the flowers and the colors are a message in themselves. And so he's presenting this bouquet of flowers that there's a single stem long rose standing in the center, standing very high in the center. And it's not your typical red. I mean, this is more like dark, deep, like the blood red, like the Lincoln rose red, really, really dark. And he's got it, like, protruding up out of the rest of the flowers. So it's showing, like, a very long stem one. And then he has, a circle of royal blue carnations that are in a circle around it, and then below that is a he's going to test me on my flower knowledge.
It's okay. Don't worry about that. Don't, you know, it's all right.
Chrysanthemums.
I don't know flowers.
These are chrysanthemums.
Oh, okay. Oh, beautiful.
Chrysanthemums. and he rotates these white and, like, sunset yellow. So it's got a little bit of the orange tinge to it, and he rotates the white and the orangey-yellow color around. And he's handing these to you as a gift of a message. Was he quite the jokester, though, with you? Like,
not really, not that much. He was quite a bit older with me, so not so much. I think, not really. Really, he was a police officer, 24/7.
Okay.
He took his job serious.
Okay. Because he was telling me, he's like, I promise, there's no time bombs or anything that's going to jump out of the flowers, which is why I was feeling him joking about it. Like, I didn't put anything in there that's, you know, it's not going to, like, shoot glitter out and cover you in glitter or anything like that. It's just...
Right.
These are special.
Right. Right. Well, that's pretty nice of him. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. Dennis?
Hello, Judy Ray.
Hello, Dennis. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Rightio. Okay, there's a cancer with someone. Who's got the cancer or who's had cancer? Who's got
My
the aggressive?
Did.
There's someone that... Your brother? Okay, that's the brother
Rick
then.
Did.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, he did.
Yep, Rick. Okay, great. Okay, so, yeah, okay. Now, when Lynn added you onto the group chat we have with Sacred Embers, right, when it was, because I saw the name Judy
yes.
Ray come up. Now, I don't know whether you've thought about or entertained the idea or, yeah, either thought about it or whatever this is, but there's going to be gatherings at your place. I'm seeing and I'm feeling some sort of, like, get-together and gathering, like, with either the Sacred Embers team or there's some sort of like-minded people, individual, getting together, and I can see you being like, hey, guys, let's do it at my house. Let's get together at mine. I've got this, I've got that, blah, 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 and you're all welcome, and da, 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 da. So I see that, and I feel that happening for whatever reason why, but I'm, like, you raising your hand and, like, Maui, come to Maui, everyone, come to my place. So I can feel and see the gatherings happening at yours. When or why or whatever, God knows, don't know. But I just feel so, so strongly when you were added to the chat and I kind of saw that your name, I was like, oh, wow, Judy Racy. And I was like, there's some sort of a gathering or some sort of an event that's going to be happening, taking place at your place. I'm also feeling, and I know I did a reading for you a while back, but I'm feeling from you the desire or the interest, the ET and the universal interest. I'm seeing more of a wanting to know more about the ET,
yeah.
wanting to know more about the universe and what's out there and who can I contact and what does this mean and what's that mean and what can I explore next. I'm feeling such a desire and a want to want to know more about what's out there. I love your energy. God love you. And I'm just seeing big plans, big dreams, big plans. It's all happening. Let's get it into gear. Let's get this show on the road. Let's do this. Let's do that. And blah, blah, blah. And you're going to be linking in and syncing in with others. And it's wonderful, wonderful things are happening for you. You're absolutely on the right path. But you knew that. I feel such buzzy energy about you. So, yeah.
I feel it, you know, I think you just triggered it more for me. Thank you very much. And I have been thinking more about these. In fact, I was actually going to ask you if anyone felt that. Cause as silly as this sounds, I really feel like there's some kind of a visitation happening for me soon. That doesn't mean that I'm going to have an ET just appear in front of me. That's not it. It's more like someone might weave something or something. there's something that's right. going to let me know that something has made a, I don't know, an impact or has made it. Do you know what I'm saying? Or that or
yes,
almost
absolutely.
I don't want to call it a crop circle, but something, maybe not a, you know, we don't really call them crop circles, but something, honestly, on this property, I think I must be crazy, but I can't stop. It's almost obsessing with me.
Yeah, because I'm feeling that want and that desire, because they're saying to me, if you put that intention out there of wanting communication, of wanting some sort of contact, if you put that intention out there, they'll hear it, they'll receive it, they'll know it, and they'll leave little bits here, little bits there. And absolutely, if you set the intention, and someone's joking and saying, be careful what you wish for. So, you know, it's all good.
Yeah,
it's really all good,
I know.
But they're kind of joking, be careful what you wish for, because you'll have random visitors appearing here, there, and everywhere. But if you set the intention, absolutely, you'll receive. So there you go. Either it's happened already or, I don't doubt that for a second. But, there you go. Well done. How exciting for you.
Thank you very much. And you're right on the money, because we have been talking about bringing, people together for gatherings. So right on the money, everybody. Thank you very much. And thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time to take my call, which I screwed up.
I need to just add one thing. If I could, Judy, do you mind if I just add one thing? It's Lynn.
Please do. Please.
Yeah. When Shannon was talking about your brother Rick having a sense of humor, if you recall in the reading yesterday, I said the same thing to you, that he may have been a stodgy fellow on Earth, but he's gained a sense of humor. remember we talked about the 360-degree view?
Yeah, you did tell me that. That's true.
So Shannon's picking up a sense of humor that you didn't recognize in life, but I would, just embrace it now, because he's learned to laugh, I guess, you know, in spirit. He's got that wholeness back, so the laughter's there again.
Right.
So anyway, just wanted to add that.
Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. You made my day.
I'm so glad you're on the team.
I'm humbled. Thank you very much, Lynn. Thank you. All right, you take on somebody else's call. I don't want to waste anybody's time, but thank you so much, everybody.
Yep.
Okay, Judy, I'm going to put you back on to listening. It was so good to work with you tonight. Okay, I'm going to do one more, and then we will wrap up for the evening. All right, we're going to take 856. Hi, 856,
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey. Hi.
Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I just was looking to see what you might see around my finances improving to the point where I can move into my own home.
Yeah, this has been on the shelf for a while with you, Laura, that wanting to move to a proper house, a proper home. Are you stuck in the work you're doing? What is it that's blocking you financially, I guess is what I'm trying to ask. Can you put a finger on it?
Well, I was out of work for a year, and I'm recovering from that now. Catching up, paying my bills down, the debt down. It's just that it's taking a while, but I'm getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know what, I'm thinking what you're feeling is, it's like watching a swimming pool fill up, right? And it just, you think, it's never going to get there, right? So you're kind of in the midst of that process. There's a lesson in patience that you're really getting this lesson in patience, but you're like so impatient you don't have the patience for the lesson, if that makes any sense. It's feeling like you feel like you're never going to get there, almost like a loss of faith in what you're believing in. But you are visualizing the house that you want a lot.
No,
have you
do it all the time? But and I've done it for a long time. But you're right. At this point, it's almost like I feel like I'm not. For whatever reason, I'm not supposed to get it. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Did somebody? I also want to say, like, who stepped on that dream for you?
there's been so many ups and downs.
Yeah, that's right. And that's sort of what we get put through. Actually, really, it's not that you're not going to get it. It's just you're not there yet, like physically in the journey. You are not there yet. I'm seeing, like, I'm visualizing you, and then I'm visualizing the dream you're after, but I see a huge gap between, you know, to get it. Like, I think you've got a lot more time to go, but I'm also asking, they're asking what it is, like, something about you is holding yourself back. It's almost like you're stuck at this job. You maybe should be looking for something else. You know what I mean? And I am not putting down that, you know, we all need to make money in this earth. Like, we're the only animal that has to pay to live on the planet, which I always find very absurd. But it is what it is. But I'm just getting this weird feeling that you're not thinking outside the box. Like, I think you want this very much, but I feel like you're almost bashing your head against the wall when you should make, like, a lateral move in your job, because I get also a feeling that you're worth more than you're getting paid.
Well, I did get a raise. I negotiated a raise on the contract I'm on.
Yeah.
But I'm still, I applied for another contract that pays even more than the contract I just got raised on. And I'm supposed to have an interview maybe next week or the week after that with this company. And if I could get in with that company, that would help me get rid of all my debt and put some money down for my deposit.
Well, I will tell you, hon, one thing that we can't be and are not is our fortune tellers. Like, I can't, because it hasn't been written yet. This hasn't happened yet. So I could say, yes, you're going to get the job, but free will on your part might change that. So I hate to make a prediction. However, what I will give you is that if you do the work, it will work. So, I'm resonating with something I think Dennis said earlier to someone on the show, was that you need to speak up more. You need to sell yourself. You need to tell these guys how great you are. And I think you also need to do a little bit of work on believing that yourself. It's, you know, you can be your own cheerleader. But the main thing is to avoid despair, because you will get it if you do the work. And the house you're envisioning will come. But the thing is, you just physically on the timeline, you're just not there yet. There's a gap between where you are and getting that goal. So it's kind of like patience, and more patience, but also belief, and really be proactive on your own behalf. And you know what I mean? Do that work. I don't want to take up all the time, so I'll put you over to Shannon and see what she gets.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Laura, no problem.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. On the one house in particular that you've been eyeballing, I'm hearing it looks good on the outside, but be glad you haven't bought it. It's not the right house for you. It's got issues that you would end up feeling like you were in the money pit. That's why that one hasn't been aligning. It does, like Lynn was picking up this gap, so I was asking a little bit more about that. And I'm hearing that there's changes that are in process for you. Part of it does have to do with employment. It looks like some movement, very positive movement, that is going to end up putting you in a much better financial situation. The potential for that is really building strong. And it may not be this next one, but don't fret. It's in the works for you. And it looks like by the end of summertime, you're going to be like, ah, okay, now I know why I needed to wait. But purchasing a house looks like it's still a little ways away for you, only because there's some major changes that are aligning for you in your life that are all really good things. And there's several different roads, so picking one wouldn't do you any good if I were to say, you know, this one or that one, because it's all just, they have to make sure you have free will of choice in which direction you want to move in. But there are several things building up for you that are going to kind of shift where you were looking at for purchasing. I'm also hearing change the way you're focused on your finances and open it up to be open to receiving all forms of abundance. Okay? This allows a better range of energy to come in so that you can receive abundance in many different forms versus only narrowing it down to the dollar bill. Okay?
Mm. Okay.
And that's going to end up creating a much better flow around you, and you're going to be surprised at some of the things that start showing up in your life that are, at first you're going to be a little hesitant, like this is supposed to be abundance, but sometimes abundance comes in ways of people, and sometimes it's a pet, and sometimes it's money, and sometimes it's things that come in that you never would have anticipated. So they really want you to open the door with that and allow more to be able to be received, because it looks like there's some really wonderful people getting ready to intersect with you. And that's going to change kind of some of the directions that you thought you wanted to stay in, but it's going to open up new doors.
Do you know what that means with when you say really wonderful people are going to intersect? Do you have any specifics on that, what you mean by that?
They're not giving me definitive specifics because they don't want to create any limitations. But it looks like there may be some work connections, some friendship connections, and possibly even a love interest that may be happening into your doorway. So they want you to be open to receiving some new people into your life that might inspire you on some things that you hadn't quite thought about before.
Okay. That sounds positive. Thank you. Yeah.
You're
That's
welcome.
Great.
And I'll hand you over to Dennis.
Thank you.
Hi, Dennis. Hey, Lauren, it's Dennis. Hi. So as I was sitting here connecting and listening to the girls as well, I've written down a few notes that I was picking up on certain things, and the ladies have picked up on them and said already. But the first thing that I connected was with when you came on first was frustrated energy. And what I mean by that is I'm picking up on that frustration of, gee, things aren't really going, progressing, things, it feels like I'm at a standstill, what's going on? I really want to get here, I really want to do this, or whatever this is for me, I want to go here, I want to go there, but I just feel stuck, and I just feel like I'm not really making any progress. That's what it feels like. And they're talking about getting, this is a time and opportunity for you to get your finances in order. We want you to get your ducks in a row, so to speak. So buying the house and stuff, that'll happen down the track. And I do agree, at this point in period of time with you, it is a lesson in patience for you. Things will work out more better and more beautiful for you than you can even sit here and possibly imagine, because they actually are going to work out more beautiful for you. But we just want you to be a bit patient with us. It's a lesson in faith and it's a lesson in patience for you. So, and the relationship, it's interesting that Shannon brought that up, because I wrote down relationship early. So I do feel like there is a man, there is a relationship for you that is going to be coming into your life, but not now, not yet. It's not until some of those changes have taken place. So there's changes with work, which I do reiterate and do feel as well, whether this is a new job or a new position, but there's lots of changes rumbling throughout you at the moment. And these changes are necessary, because I feel like these changes are going to set you up really, really, really nicely to where you really want to be going. Because you'll one day look back on this particular period of your life, like Shannon said, and you'll be like, wow, Steve, that's why that didn't happen, or that's why that didn't unfold the way that it did. Now I get it. Okay, now I get it, because you'll be in a much lighter, much better area in your life. And there's a grandmother as well that's kind of subtly saying hello. So is there a grandmother that's in spirit for you?
Yeah, both sets.
Okay. Both sets. Okay, because there was at least a grandmother that I was picking up on, and there's a Cancer. There's a Cancer for someone. So it's just their way of letting you know that, hey, we showed up today, we're here, we know that you were going to be on the show, and here we are. So they send you all their love and all their blessings. But do you know, did somebody have a thyroid problem?
My mother.
Okay, there's a thyroid, I thought so, because I wrote the word thyroid, I was picking that up on. So there's a thyroid issue with someone, thank you. Okay, so just lots of love from the grandparents. Just know that they are there with you and they support you, because they're talking about and they're saying, we're your personal cheer squad, you've got this, we know you've got this. And with this new love interest that comes into your life, I feel like he's blonde, I feel like he's got lighter hair. They're showing me blonde, so I feel like he might be blonde, but he matches you really, really well energetically. They're talking about and telling me energetically-wise, you match really, really well together. But this is down the track, not now, a bit down the track. But, yeah, just they're telling you, just know that you've got this. Don't limit yourself. Open yourself up to all kinds of possibilities and keep the faith. They just want you to keep the faith and use this time. They're saying use the time wisely now to really get those ducks in a line. To pay off your debts, get your finances in order, to set yourself up really, really nicely for where you're going to be going. You'll be right.
That all sounds great. Are they telling you in what capacity I'm going to meet this love interest? Like through work or out and about, or are they giving any idea?
Okay, straight away they're telling me, they're not really giving me specific information, because what they're saying, and they've explained this to me earlier, they're saying, they being my guides are saying, we're not going to give you the specifics of that, because sometimes when we do that, people fixate on a certain thing. So when people call in for readings and we give you a reading and we pick up certain information, like for me example, I'll pick up certain information, like from loved ones, I may get information about what's currently going on or what I feel what might be happening down the track a bit. But if we give you specific information, they're saying sometimes people tend to fixate on that and only that. And then what happens is they block themselves off from other possible opportunities that might be coming into fruition. And we don't want you to restrict yourself or limit yourself in any way, shape, or form. So hence why it's like we'll drop a little bit here. We'll give you a little bit there. Little bits, just to let you know that you are on the right path, you are on the right track, you're definitely going to meet the new love interest, you're not going to be on your own, you're not going to be like single and alone forever, of course not, you will meet a beautiful new love interest, but we don't want to divulge too much information, because truth be told, that doesn't serve you now, you don't need to know the ins and outs of it now, just know that it absolutely is manifesting beautifully for you, but there are certain other things that need to come into alignment for you first. Now, I hope that kind of makes sense.
It does, and I would want to be the best in the situation. I just want everything to be the right with me.
Yes.
And in my finances before I meet this guy. So, and I'm assuming he's probably going to be coming in about a year from now, God willing.
Perhaps. But yeah, you'll get there. You'll be right. You'll definitely get there.
on the love of me.
I just put my life in order first, because then I'm not going to.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I agree with that. That's
exactly
great.
Exactly right. Yeah, well done. Fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
No worries.
This is great. I needed that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Laura.
Have a good night. Thank you so much.
Bless you, Laura.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. That is our show for tonight. Wow. Beautiful readings, everybody.
I truly enjoy the energy exchange here. It's a nice energy you guys have.
Yes.
Ditto. Yes.
We had a troll in the chat room. It was very exciting. Yep. We're like, oh my God. Well, you know, that was the first one I ever had. That's very funny. But anyway. Sorry, I digress.
Wonderful. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you made it on with us, Dennis, after all our little technical difficulties earlier this evening.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. This was fun. It was frustrating at first when I got there. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well... You can't
Definitely.
Get it easy. It's there's no lesson in the easiness of things, you know. Oh my goodness, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had
Laura
and Kevin in the chat. So cool.
Awesome, wonderful. All right. So would you guys like to go ahead and share your contact information, and then I'll close us up. Dennis, if you'd like to go ahead and go first.
Sure. So I'm Dennis. You can contact me through my website, which is dennismiranda.com. And you can also contact me on my Facebook page, Spiritual Connections, or on the Facebook page of the Sacred Embers team. Thanks.
Lovely. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. Oh, sorry, I'm jumping the gun here. I feel like I'm on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I, sorry, Alex. Okay, I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and you can find my website at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm also on Sacred Embers, and you can find me at Lynn Bleasdale on Facebook as well.
Awesome. And I'm Shannon Johnson. You can find me on Facebook at Shannon Johnson Metaphysical Facilitator, or on my website at ladyastral67.wixsite.com. You can also find all of us of the Sacred Embers Network through our Sacred Embers website, and we have our Facebook page. Just look up Sacred Embers, and we're right there. We also have a support group for anyone who has called into the shows and would like to stay in contact with all of the team members, or needing support, want to connect with other people of like mind, or in the beginning of their spiritual journey and need some connections. Look for us on Facebook under the Sacred Embers group, and we'd love to have you join in. You can also find us every night on the weekdays here on Blog Talk Radio. The Sacred Embers Network has a show every night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, I have to think about that, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. We greatly appreciate everybody that called in tonight, and for those that we didn't get to, please scope out one of our other shows during the weekdays, or give us a call back next Monday. Call in a little early and get into the list. Thank you all. Awesome show. Love you, Lynn and Dennis. Had a blast, and we will see you guys here, same bat channel.
Love you guys too, and have a wonderful night, or morning, or afternoon, I guess, for Dennis, right?
Yes, thank you.
Good Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye, thanks.